RNZ Pacific, mā lo tau ma upongi pongi ni. I'm Moira Tila Epitaylor with the news. Tonga's king has pressed the incoming government in his opening address to Parliament. King Tupou VI says the focus of the year ahead needs to be on the kingdom's fight against illegal drugs, as well as keeping Tonga COVID-free. Speaking via live stream from his residence on the island of Ewa, King Tupou says the challenge for the duration of the government's next term is clear. His words have been translated.
COVID-19 is still a serious and immediate risk to all citizens, just as illegal drugs are still an ongoing risk to the population, but especially to our children.
The King congratulated the incoming Prime Minister, Sia Osisovaleni, as well as all parliamentarians on the successful completion and peaceful transition of power leading to the opening of Parliament this year. The head of Maritime in Solomon Islands says the New Year's Day boating tragedy could have been avoided if basic safety measures were followed. A boat carrying 14 people, including 9 children, left Gizo for the Shortland Islands but failed to reach their destination. The body of a woman was found near Zenor Island on January the 4th, about 100 kilometres from the Shortlands. But 13 other passengers remain missing. Terry Neville says images circulating on social media that show the passengers were not wearing life jackets are concerning.
We understand that the boat was overloaded with 14 people plus some cargo and cement, a drum of fuel, a coffin, and we believe that the boat capsized because of the overloading.
Terry Neville says police are working with the families of those missing. There's been a surge in COVID-19 cases in French Polynesia, with 179 new cases reported over the last 5 days. According to the government, 72 cases were detected in people coming off international flights, while the remaining 102 cases are local infections. The latest figures, which include the Omicron variant, concern people mainly in the Society Islands and in the Marquesas. The government has continued the weekend's vaccination drive at the Presidential Palace into this week. Over the weekend, a further 4,600 jabs were administered, bringing the vaccination rate for those over the age of 12 to almost 73%. The biggest wave of the pandemic struck in September, when hundreds of people died. New Caledonia's health authorities say half of COVID-19 infections are now of the Omicron variant, which was detected for the first time in the middle of last week. They say 11 positive results were returned over the past 3 days, with the analysis showing that Omicron has had local transmission. Some of the cases now concern people who have had no contact with travellers who imported the virus. Fearing a further spike in the pandemic, anybody who recently attended any gatherings outside their families is encouraged to have a test. New Caledonia had a sharp surge of the Delta variant in September, which killed more than 280 people. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is under growing pressure over claims he attended a party in Downing Street while England was under lockdown in May 2020. A leaked email shows more than 100 people were invited to a gathering in the garden of Downing Street. Our correspondent Ollie Barrett reports some opposition MPs are calling for him to resign.
There is no sense that he is imminently about to do that, but the conversations within the Conservative Party about his leadership are intensifying, and you are finding more Conservative MPs happy to talk out loud about whether a leadership challenge might be coming down the tracks. There is real anger about how Downing Street has been handling these issues, but also real anger about the allegations themselves.
Boris Johnson says the latest claim is a matter for an ongoing investigation into similar party allegations. Pediatricians are concerned about the impact of any more disruptions to schooling as a result of the coronavirus pandemic. University of Otago epidemiologist Amanda Kalfsving has called for a delayed start to the school year to buy more time to vaccinate the country's children and introduce better protections. But Rotorua Hospital paediatrician Dr. Danny DeLore says that most children would suffer from missing out on school.
There may be a role for temporary closures in schools where there's a local outbreak. But as a general rule for the country, we're really concerned that if this was a nationwide delay of opening schools, there'd be a lot of children who would really, you know, would have a big negative impact on them.
The government says schools will reopen as planned at this stage. The United Nations has launched an appeal for $5 billion for Afghanistan, which is suffering a worsening humanitarian disaster. About half the population is struggling to find enough to eat. Dominic Stillhart, the Director of Operations for the International Committee of the Red Cross, says foreign donors need to focus more on getting funding for essential services.
The conflict between the Taliban and the previous government is over, and that has opened up some space of security, which I think we need to take advantage of. But to do that, we need those resources that are part of this appeal. The key here is to stabilize the situation inside Afghanistan, including that of displaced people who are displaced inside their country.
It's thought 1 million children under the age of 5 are threatened by starvation. The police in Papua New Guinea say 9 men have been identified as part of their investigation into the brutal torture of 5 women accused of sorcery allegations in the Southern Highlands. 3 of the women died from the injuries. Police Commissioner David Manning says police will not stop investigating until someone is arrested and charged with this crime. The 2 women who survived are now helping police. In American Samoa, there's been a record number of licenses issued for new businesses. There's been a 42% increase in the number of business licenses issued, signaling significant business growth for 2021 compared with the year before. Governor Lemoni Peletimonga says this is a result of a streamlined business licensing process and support from federally funded programs related to the COVID pandemic. In sport, the Black Caps veteran Ross Taylor says he wanted to finish with a win and he was granted his wish, taking the last wicket to help the hosts to a series levelling victory in the second and final test against Bangladesh. In fading light on day 3 at Hagley Oval, with Bangladesh 278 for 9, after being forced to follow on, Taylor was offered the chance to bowl the part-time spinner, claimed the final scalp to seal the win by an innings and 117 runs. The 37-year-old signs off as New Zealand's most prolific test batsman with 7,683 runs, 19 hundreds and an average of 44.66.
It's a great way to finish. We needed to win this game to obviously stay in the series, but I thought we played fantastically well. I wanted to finish with a win, and the guys definitely gave that to me.
The series was shared 1-1 after Bangladesh's historic upset in the first test. And Dutch athletes competing in next month's Beijing Winter Olympics will have to leave their phones and laptops at home in an unprecedented move to avoid Chinese espionage. That's the latest news from RNZ Pacific. For more on our stories, go to our website, rnzi.com.